Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Steven Taylor's If You, Use Me, I, Learning for Hope and Agency in an AI World is an education-focused guide to helping schools respond thoughtfully to artificial intelligence. Positioned between practical framework, professional reflection, and change leadership resource, the book addresses how educators can adapt teaching, learning, and assessment in an AI-shaped environment without losing sight of human values. Its core concern is not simply how to use new tools, but how to protect and strengthen learner agency while AI systems become more common in classrooms and society. Drawing on Taylor's broader public work around the UCMEI model, the book emphasizes learning culture, ethical reflection, and structured dialogue within schools. It also aligns with wider conversations in education about UNESCO guidance, digital stewardship, and the need for compassionate responses to rapid technological change. Rather than treating AI as either a miracle solution or a threat to be feared, the book presents it as a reality that schools must meet with clarity, hope, and purposeful educational design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a school framework for adapting to AI. A central contribution of the book is the USMEI model itself, which functions as a structured way for schools to discuss and respond to AI instead of offering a narrow technology manual. Taylor presents a framework that helps educators think about the broader implications of AI for teaching, learning, and assessment. This matters because AI adoption in schools is rarely just a technical issue. It affects classroom practice, policy, expectations of student work, and the kinds of knowledge and skills that schools value. The framework appears designed to support conversations across a school community, making it useful for leaders, teachers, and others involved in educational change. That emphasis on structure is one of the book's strengths. In a field often dominated by hype, fear, or scattered experimentation, a clear model gives educators a way to organize thinking and action. The book, therefore, belongs to a growing body of practical AI and education writing, but it stands out by focusing on institutional sense-making rather than tooltips alone. It treats AI adaptation as an ongoing process that schools need to approach with deliberation, shared language, and educational purpose. Secondly, learner agency as the moral center. The book repeatedly centers learner agency, making it the moral and educational anchor of its argument. In the context of AI, this is especially important because automated systems can easily encourage dependence, passivity, or the outsourcing of thinking. Taylor's approach resists that drift. The focus is not on letting AI do more of the work for students, but on ensuring that students remain active participants in their own learning and future making. This gives the book a distinct philosophical position within the AI and education space. Many discussions of classroom AI become preoccupied with efficiency, productivity, or cheating. Taylor instead frames the question around what kind of human schools are helping young people become in an AI-augmented world. That shifts attention toward judgment, reflection, responsibility, and intentional use of tools. The language of hope and agency also suggests that students should not merely be protected from change, but prepared to navigate it with confidence and ethical awareness. By foregrounding agency, the book gives educators a clear criterion for evaluating AI-related decisions. If a practice weakens student ownership of thinking, it should be questioned. If it strengthens understanding and purposeful action, it may have educational value. Thirdly, learning culture matters more than the tool. Another important theme is the claim that a school's learning culture is more powerful than any individual technology. This idea gives the book depth because it places AI within the larger ecology of education rather than treating it as a standalone disruption. Taylor's argument, as reflected in related public material, is that schools need strong cultures of thinking, clear values, and shared understandings of learning before they can make wise use of AI. That is a significant corrective to shallow implementation strategies. If a school simply adds AI tools without examining pedagogy, assessment, or classroom norms, the results are likely to be inconsistent or counterproductive. By contrast, a healthy learning culture can shape how AI is used, what boundaries are set, and what kinds of student thinking remain central. This perspective also aligns the book with broader traditions in educational improvement that prioritize culture over gadgets. It suggests that the most important work is not acquiring the latest platform, but building environments where inquiry, reflection, and ethical judgment are normal. In practical terms, this means the book is not only about innovation, it is also about stewardship. AI becomes one more force that tests whether a school truly understands its own educational aims. Fourthly, ethical adaptation and digital stewardship. The book places ethical adaptation at the heart of AI integration in schools. Publicly available material connected to the USMEI AI model points to influences such as UNESCO guidance on generative AI in education and research. and that ethical grounding appears central to the book's identity. Rather than normalizing AI use without question, Taylor encourages schools to think carefully about humanity, responsibility, and the conditions under which AI should be used. This makes the book valuable in a moment when educators are under pressure to respond quickly to new tools. Ethical adaptation requires more than policy compliance. It involves asking how AI affects trust, authorship, assessment, and students' understanding of their own responsibilities. The linked emphasis on digital stewardship is especially useful because it moves beyond alarm or prohibition. Stewardship implies care, judgment, and long-term thinking. Schools are not only managing risks in the present, they're also helping young people develop habits for living well with technology. This orientation helps distinguish the book from more instrumental AI guides. It is concerned with what schools should cultivate in people, not simply what software can do. That makes its guidance more durable as tools evolve. Lastly, Hopeful Conversations for Educational Change, a notable feature of the book is its tone. The available evidence suggests that Taylor frames AI through hope, compassion, and constructive dialogue rather than panic. That tone is not incidental. It is part of the book's educational strategy. AI can produce polarized reactions in schools, with some people embracing it uncritically and others seeing only danger. A hopeful approach creates space for more productive institutional conversations. It allows educators to acknowledge uncertainty and risk while still acting with purpose. This is especially relevant for school leaders and teacher teams who must guide communities through change without clear precedents. The book appears to support active discussion, shared reflection, and practical action, helping schools move from confusion toward a more coherent stance. The emphasis on optimistic futures also matters for students. If schools present AI only as a threat, they may deepen anxiety and reduce young people's sense of agency. By contrast, a hopeful framework can prepare learners for emerging realities while affirming human judgment, creativity, and care. In this sense, the book is not just about AI adoption. It is about educational leadership under conditions of uncertainty and about sustaining humane purposes when technology changes faster than institutions usually do. In conclusion, this book is best suited to educators, school leaders, curriculum planners, learning designers, and others responsible for shaping how AI is understood in educational settings. It will be especially useful for readers who want more than a list of tools or a reactive discussion of academic integrity. Taylor offers a framework for thinking, talking, and acting, which gives the book practical value for teams trying to build a coherent school response. Its intellectual benefit lies in the way it reframes AI as a question of culture, ethics, and learner agency rather than mere efficiency. Its practical benefit lies in helping schools hold better conversations and make more grounded decisions. What makes it stand out in the expanding AI and education category is its human-centered positioning. Many books in this space either celebrate disruption or warn against it. This one appears to take a steadier route, recognizing the scale of change while insisting that schools must remain committed to humanity, hope, and purposeful learning. That combination of realism and optimism gives it a distinctive voice for readers seeking a thoughtful guide to educational adaptation in an AI world. It offers a credible and values-driven starting point that is likely to remain relevant even as specific technologies continue to change. If you would like to support Stephen Taylor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.